This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows that you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell, Scoot, and Sports Talk. Also, all the local content that you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. You can chime in with me and Jeff and Charlie here on the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Just talk to Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley about training camp, getting ready to kick off for the black and gold. This weekend, though, big time in the city. We got power slap competition going on this evening, and then tomorrow, UFC 318 between there's a lot of bouts going on, but the main one, the local guy, Dustin Poirier, calling a career, looking to win a title on his way out as well. So we'll see if he can do that. I'm not a big UFC guy, but I wish I had tickets for tomorrow night, Jeff.
Well, you should go find some.
I know they're going to be pricey.
If you were in MMA, would you want to be a boxer or a wrestler? I guess there's other options. You could be like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I'd probably be more into the trying to get people into submission holds.
So, yeah, that seems like that's my problem with UFC is when it becomes a boxing match. Because if I wanted to watch a boxing match, I just watch a boxing match. I want to see some weird
the grapples and
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, I want to see some like triangle chokes and you know all those crazy things that they do. I used to play the games. That was more fun. I would learn how to do all those, and then I would beat my friends, and they wouldn't know what I was doing, and I would win that way. It's a weird tangent, but yeah, I feel like UFC. You know, like when I was in high school, it was like super.
Huge,
like there was
right.
When Brock Lesnar was in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a star power like Brock. Or there has been one like Brock since, because he kind of brought the WWE audience in.
Yeah.
And Dustin has kind of been one of their main draws for a while now, and they're going to miss him when he's gone, no question.
The Diamond in action tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center. Let's hear what he had to say heading into his final bout of his career.
The final career media day, man. How does it feel just to, I guess, be going through these steps for what will be the final time?
A little surreal. It's kind of comes in waves. It feels like a normal fight week. All the pressure, all the obligations of fight week, cutting weight, repetitive interviews, thinking about the fight nonstop in the back of my head. But then every now and then it'll creep in. Like, I can't believe this is the last time I'm ever gonna sit in front of you guys.
Yeah, you had the face off with Max yesterday. Iconic location, I guess. Seeing him now after you know some years and sizing him up for the first time. Any takeaways from that?
That boy's big, man. It was just cool feeling, cool moment to do it in a place that me and my family had such great memories. You know, amazing that it's here in New Orleans and in front of that church. It's just an incredible way to end this thing.
And last training camp, I know you had said at the start you want to do everything right, like cut out even the little bit of drinking, all that stuff. Now that you're sitting here and all the work is behind you, do you feel like this was what it needed to be for the final fight?
Yeah, I did. You know, not that I didn't check all those boxes in every other training camp. I just really, really focus. I'm 90-something days completely sober, no alcohol, no marijuana. I don't like the diet fad talk, but I've carnivore, like I'd hate tossing around keto, carnivore, stuff like that, but for probably 4 months, 5 months, I've been eating just, I guess, kind of like a carnivore, just meat and berries, little vegetables here and there, and dude, I'm in the best shape. This is the lightest I've ever shown up to fight week. Incredible. So yeah, I did everything right.
And then just in terms of the fight itself, like what, I know you'd love to go in there and do something spectacular. What are you expecting out of Max? You said he looked pretty big when you saw him yesterday. So a lot of questions around his durability too, after being knocked out for the first time. What's this fight going to look like in your mind?
Yeah, with the durability talk, it's tough to say. You know, a lot of things play into that. Genetics, lifestyle, all kinds of stuff. We'll find out Saturday night if that shot really affected him, you know. That's my goal, is to find out. But I'm expecting another war. You know, I've been saying this every interview when I ask about this trilogy with Max. This is a trilogy spanning 13 years, and we've met at different points. We were different fighters, different men. So each fight has been so different. You know, even looking back to the last fight with him, there's little takeaways, but I think this is a whole different thing. So it's exciting, man, and Max is a legend, Hall of Famer. Done incredible things in his career and going to continue to do so. So, and a good person. So fighting him for the last one, it seems poetic. Me being his debut in the UFC, him being my last fight, everything's happening at the right time.
Dustin, what does it mean to you to have the Acadiana Lafayette community here literally and figuratively in your corner for your last bout?
It's amazing. You know, I've been saying it all week. I don't come from a place with silver spoons, a lot of money, you know, I don't come from that. So all the travels and fights that I've had all over the world, a lot of people don't get to go, you know, a lot of people missed out some big moments in person. So to be so close to home where they can hop in their car and drive to New Orleans and have people in the arena, fans, family, friends that never got to see me compete live for this last one is super special.
And has the reality really set in that this is actually going to be taking place in New Orleans? And, you know, it's the perfect setup for you to not only go out on a high note, but as well as have all of your friends, family, and team along your side.
Yeah, I kind of think about it here and there. Last night, laying in bed before I go to sleep, like that was my first night checking into my Airbnb here in New Orleans and doing the paperwork. I'm like, wow, it's really happening. This is really, really happening. But I think, like I said, I think it's just the right time. I don't want to get retired from the sport. I don't want this sport to chew me up, and I want to walk away. I don't want it to retire me.
Dustin, do you think the fact that it being your final one and also the fact that it's here, do you think that adds an extra kind of sentimental component to the weekend?
100%. No question about it. You know, just being here in the vibe of New Orleans and knowing that it's my last fight, knowing that I have a great, worthy opponent standing across from me who's going to bring the fight, it feels special. It feels special to me.
What do you think makes Louisiana people so great? You know what I'm saying? So different. You know, what do you think it is about Louisiana people that's just so one of a kind?
Work ethic, you know, the grit we have instilled in us from a young age, or growing up where I grew up. You know, we're not scared to work hard and earn things. That I feel like that's been a huge part of who I am as a fighter and a man from being raised like that. Just the grit of the day-to-day grind.
As you return for your last fight, you return home, you're on the precipice of completing a trilogy against a fellow Hall of Famer. You also can go out as the baddest man. How ceremonial would this victory be for you?
It would be huge. It would be a dream come true. You know, my last fight, lay the gloves down in Louisiana. My debut in the UFC, I walked out to a Lil Wayne song. My final fight in the UFC, I'm walking out with Lil Wayne. I provided a beautiful life for my family, chasing this dream. I've learned a lot about myself. I've built businesses. I've built relationships with people that are going to be part of my life forever. going out with that belt in Louisiana, not getting on a flight Sunday morning, driving home in a state where I live and reside, I mean, a state where I was raised and reside, is a storybook, you know, a storybook ending. So if I can get my hand raised Saturday night, walk out of there with that BMF belt, I'm the baddest motherfucker forever, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Way to end the interview there, Dustin the Diamond Poirier, as he gets ready for UFC bout tomorrow. Interested to see how this shakes out for him against the third time facing Max Holloway, and has won the previous two bouts, but is definitely the underdog going into this this matchup for the title. And be a hell of a way to go out, though, in your, I think, a 15-year career in the UFC. And if you can go out with the belt around your, you know, waist in the final match of your career, that's pretty something special.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, shout out to Brendan Allen, who's from he's from Louisiana. He was born here, went to Southeastern, and he's back. He's fighting Marvin Vettori on the undercard.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I was looking up, like, oh, man, maybe I could get a ticket for tomorrow night.
Nope.
I'm looking like on the secondary market, like our buddy Jimmy. And it was like $365 to get into the Smoothie King Center is the for upper bowl tickets. On the lower bowl area, you're at least looking at a grand for tomorrow night.
So you're going?
Maybe I'll flash my WWL credential. Maybe that'll get me in.
I don't know if that's going to work for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.